Former Senator Alan Cranston of California has died. He was 86 years old. Cranston, a liberal Democrat, served in the U.S. 24 years. But lost to Walter Mondale. Cranston was known for advocating nuclear disarmament, civil rights, and environmental protection, but his political career ended in scandal. In November 1991, he was reprimanded by the Senate for improperly interfering with federal regulators on behalf of a campaign contributor, Charles Keating. Cranston was one of five senators who accepted contributions from Keating, the president of Lincoln Savings and Loan. They became known as the Keating Five. Responding to the reprimand on the Senate floor, Cranston infuriated some of his colleagues by saying his conduct was not unusual.
How many of you, after really thinking about it, could rise and declare you've never, ever helped or agreed to help a contributor close in time to the solicitation or receipt of a contribution? I don't believe any of you could say never.
In other remarks that day, in November 1991, Cranston tried to make the case for campaign finance reform in words that sound familiar to those used in last year's presidential campaign.
The only remedy is to get money out of politics, most of all for the American people, who are the ultimate losers until we end the role money plays or seems to play in our decision making, and end the business of senators and would-be senators having to spend more and more of their time chasing the money needed to fund a successful campaign.
Alan Cranston speaking on the Senate floor November 20th, 1991, the day he was reprimanded for improper conduct. Cranston decided not to run for a fifth term, citing ill health and age, and retired in 1993. After leaving the Senate, he continued his work on behalf of nuclear disarmament. In 1996, he became chairman of the Gorbachev Foundation USA, and more recently served as president of Global Security Institute, another San Francisco-based think tank. Cranston died yesterday at his home in Los Altos, California.